This was to be our dream home, but in some ways it's turned out to be a complete nightmare. I'd always lived in flats where I could pretty much see into every room, so I had no idea how edgy I was going to feel in a large house like this. I have to be careful not to watch horror films on TV because I start to imagine every creak and groan from the rafters is actually someone lurking in one of the other rooms. Of course, it's glorious to have so much space after years of living in pokey flats. I've finally been able to take my grandfather's grand piano and a beautiful old sideboard out of storage. I would never have got them into my old place.
I used to think it would be good to move out of the centre of the city, but really, we've got it all right here. Apart from the usual shops, there's a cinema, some rather pleasant cafes, and even a really great arts centre with a theatre where they show excellent movies. If we lived out of town, we'd both really miss all that. Sue is always on about how much she would love a big house with a garden, but I think in her heart of hearts, she would never be able to justify the expense. A nice balcony with a few pot plants is enough, though I must admit here we're walled in by other buildings on all sides, and that gets to me sometimes.